It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Stay tuned for a special elections edition of the news that runs the Thursday evening and Monday morning before Election Day. Next Tuesday, Skagway and Chilkat Valley voters will have a lot of decisions to make. One of the elections that'll specifically impact home, though, is the choice between the two candidates running to represent House District 5. Haynes Republican and incumbent Bill Thomas and challenger Robert Beadle, a Democrat from Cordova, joined KHNS separately to answer questions of precise interest to the communities of the Northern Lynn Canal. Beadle begins by addressing education and school funding in small communities.
I think we should refocus the funding mechanism that these schools and these communities, if families have to move for their kids for education, well, we're getting rid of the smaller communities. I'd like to strongly support education funding. I'd like to even take it further. I'd like to see vocational schools in these after high school programs. These kids are our future, and if we keep exporting them out again, what means are they going to come back? Are they going to go learn to live in a city, lose the small community life, the people that we need for our future? No, I strongly support schools.
Thomas speaks about education and school funding in small communities.
I think the first thing you got to do is figure out how to get an economy, to year-round economy, to bring the people and the students back into the district. I think that when you start tweaking with the foundation formula to adjust for loss of population, I think that's just about a political no-no. So I think that how you do that is going to be a good question, because I think we can bring it up, but I think we'll run right into a wall. Without increasing the foundation formula to make them happy, you all actually get help the districts who've been successful. So that one, I would have to say, we'd have to sit down and try to figure that one out, how you do it. But the main thing is getting more students into all school systems. The whole district is short right now.
Is there a balance between the contrasting opinions that people in the Northern Lynn Canal have about growing versus limiting tourism? Again, Bill Thomas.
I think so. I think Skagway is looking for another port to expand, and Dock, we've been supporting them with that, and I think that Haynes has an opportunity to do another couple visits a week there, and I think the infrastructure is there, and I think people probably ready for another ship or two in Haynes.
And Robert Beadle.
We just got to remember the cruise ship industry is a corporation. It's not your neighbor. They're here because you have something to show. You have some value. They want to come see it. That's how they make their money. So making them being responsible and helping keep up the infrastructure here that they want to use, your streets, your sewage facilities, your water supplies, your streets. They voted in a head tax to help fund these projects to make it more appealing and easier for the cruise ship industry. They don't want to chase them away. They're just saying that, look, if you're going to come to our home, treat it with respect. And if you're going to use stuff, we need help in paying for it.
How do you envision the state helping the small communities in District 5 with economic development? Again, Robert Beadle.
Be forward thinking. Don't look at just tomorrow. Look at 20 years down the road. Expanding the harbor, a deep water port, the pellet stove. Is there resources around here that would allow for it to not take away but continue cheaper heating? But have the information together to present to the legislatures. Give them something to work on to go forward. Just wishing for it or wanting it in your community isn't going to make it happen. Putting some time and effort to outline it, the benefits, alternatives, maybe not just one location for something. Is there options? Is this the best option? Send it to Juneau. Give them something to fight for.
And Bill Thomas.
I mean, first off, I don't think it's the state's job to create opportunities. If the communities have to agree on what they want, then you go from there. But I think that, that when they figure out what they want to do, then they come back and ask for support and go forward. And similar to Cordova thinks that a convention center is going to help them, so they designed one and went forward for that, the financing. So I think once they figure out what they want, they come back to us with a plan. I have no agenda. I don't want to tell them what to do. Some people may not like it. So people are the best way of trying to figure out what to do.
With redistricting an issue, how can we keep representation strong for the small communities in Southeast Alaska? Bill Thomas.
Well, I think the ballot initiative, a ballot measure on it to expand the legislative body is probably the best way to go for right now. I would encourage people to expand the legislative body to 44 in the House and 22 in the Senate. That would keep us close to the numbers we have right now. Otherwise, I believe you'll lose probably my House seat, and it'd be melted into Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, and then into Juneau, and might be some that would go north. But I think expanding the legislative body, which hasn't been done since statehood, would be the easiest way to go.
Robert Beadle.
This is a tough district. It's long. They call it the Ice Room District, but we have a lot in common, a lot to work for together. So I might fight to keep it the same. We don't want to lose anymore.
What is the state's role in helping communities develop energy sources that are the right fit for an area? Robert Beadle.
The shareholders, the stakeholders, the people involved in it, who it's going to affect, need to come together and discuss, if you put it above a major fish-producing river, could you affect or have damage down the road later? Is there alternatives? There again, instead of just coming up with one idea or one spot, have alternatives. Is there only one spot? Is this critical to the survival of the community? How will it affect downstream 10 years from now?
And Bill Thomas.
I passed HB 152, which put $300 million into Renewable Energy Fund. Communities who want additional help or help in expanding their energy needs can apply for that, and they have been. It's been a very successful project, a bill throughout the state. And Cordova is a good example. They got money for them. I mean, Gus Davis, they got money in there to build their hydros. And Heidelberg is also in that, in getting money to build a hydro down there in Heidelberg. And I don't know if AP&T did it for anyone up there, but I know they were after money for looking at the couple lake projects up there. But that bill has helped a lot of communities.
Why should voters in Skagway, Klukwan, and Haines vote for you? Bill Thomas.
I think that contrary to what people think, my seniority has helped. I sit on finance. You don't have to re-educate me in the process of the legislature. And I know that the people who are involved and the fellow members, and I'm not going to be obliged. I'm not obliged to anybody, whether it's contrary to what people think. Corporations. I look at my contributions, mostly fishermen in the district, and work closely with the district and the mayors and the city managers, and we do what they want. I have no agenda. We got 25 plus communities and 13 school districts, and we have no time for our agenda, as one would say. And so, we worked on medical issues. We worked on the docks. We got a new dock here in Gus Davis. One will be built in Angoon, one in Metlakatla, and a new terminal in Hoonah. And so a lot of road projects, meeting the ferry terminals and the road projects there for the ferries and the terminals. So, look at Haines, So I think my experience counts, and as my seniority and sitting on finance. We've not had a person in finance, and I think you can ask people around when the last time we've had one in our district, and people can't remember. And I remember I have one, but that goes clear back to Morgan Reed and Skagway. So I think we lose if you change. And being a commercial fisherman and born and raised in Haines, and I'm pretty well diversified, and I listen to people, and I think we can get things done, and I got excellent staff to do that.
Robert Beadle.
My opponent's been a lobbyist for years. His campaign, majority of his campaign contributions come from industry. my campaign contributions have come from people, from unions that represent people. My big difference, I want to listen to the people. I'm not going to be lobbied by industry to get what they want, to where money, product goes out on the round, and then we pay high costs for value-added products coming back. We have the resource here. Why can't we develop it and use it and make a living here? Keep our jobs at home. Fund our schools. Fund our projects. Develop our industry. We're a resource-rich state. We have it. Let's quit catering to corporate interests. Let's cater to our interests.
You can listen to a longer half-hour forum with the House District 5 candidates, too. Just go to our website and find the link under the Listen page. There, you can also find podcasts of Debate for the State 2010, live debates for U.S. House, U.S. Senate, and Alaska Governor. Election Day is Tuesday, November 2nd. Thanks for tuning in to this special elections edition of Local News. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.